So today I want to tell you about two people in the Bible and how they learned about prayer. And the first one is Samuel, who was as small as the smallest one of you when he started living in the temple. He was there day and night. He slept there, he ate there, and he worked there helping the priests. And one night, while he was sleeping, he heard someone calling his name. Samuel, Samuel. And he woke up and he thought it was the priest Eli calling him. So he ran into Eli and said, "Here I am." Eli said, "I didn't call you." And so Samuel went back to bed. But this happened two more times. He heard a voice calling him. You know, he was asleep. Samuel, Samuel. He ran into the priest. And finally the priest figured it out and said, "It isn't me calling you. It must be God. Next time you hear the voice saying, Samuel, Samuel, don't run in here. Just stay right where you are and say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" And this is how Samuel learned that sometimes prayer involves listening. Samuel listened to God. He said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And God had a long message that God told to Samuel, and then Samuel was supposed to tell it to Eli. Now, the middle of the night might seem like kind of a funny time to learn about prayer, but that's how it happened for Solomon as well. Solomon was young when he became king of all Israel. He loved and honored God, and one night while he was asleep, he had a dream, and in the dream, God appeared to him. And God said, "Talk to me, Solomon, about what you need from me." And this is how Solomon learned that sometimes prayer means talking to God. And Solomon said to God, "The thing that would help me most is if I could have an understanding mind. It's such a big job trying to be king over all these people. It's kind of overwhelming, to tell you the truth," he said. "So God, if you could help me to tell the difference between right and wrong, if you could give me wisdom so that I could be a good king over your people, that would make me really happy." Prayer sometimes involves listening, and sometimes it involves talking. Samuel was such a good listener that lots and lots of people really relied on him to bring messages from God. And Solomon opened his heart in a way that made God happy, because Solomon was asking for wisdom that would benefit everyone and not just riches or fame or victory for himself. Both Samuel and Solomon served God for many, many years and served God very well. And the things they did in the daytime were based on the wonderful relationship they had developed with God in prayer in the nighttime when they were alone and resting and able to listen and talk to God. So let's find somebody that we can hold hands with. Each person, reach out to somebody next to you and hold hands. Great, and we'll say a prayer together. Dear God, teach us to listen well to you, and remind us also that we are always free to open our hearts and speak to you. We love you, Lord, and we want our lives to be able to show others how wonderful you are. We give thanks for Jesus, who lights our way. Amen.